But right now it is Friday, which means it is time for the list. And today, Donnie and I, we had a conversation about cereal randomly earlier this week. So we have decided to unveil to you our top five cereals of all time.
Man, I can't imagine what's on yours. I'm trying to think.
Well, this is weird for me because what I would say right now is colossally different than if I traveled back in time and asked even 13-year-old.
Right, right. Because you are more health conscious.
Yes.
Then, well, I wonder if we're on the same level. You may be a little more than I am, but still, when it comes to this, there's no compromise. There's no, all right, you need to watch this, and okay, we need to cut back on this in this area. When it comes to my
to cereal, you would still
cereal,
eat those today?
Totally.
Yeah, and that's why I was trying to figure out, it's hard for me to say, okay, top five of all time would be different just because there's just so much drastic difference between what it would have been as a child and
your
now.
Your palate, yeah, I have no difference.
Okay, and honestly, like I have not eaten cereal in probably 4 years at all, any kind, any type.
I mean, son.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a nice big bowl of cereal?
There's a box of Captain Crunch in my pantry house
okay.
for him.
I was like, please don't deprive him of his.
No. I was like, dude, whatever you want to get.
He's
like, really? I was like, yeah, I don't care. I'm not eating it. It's your gut, not mine.
I'm surprised there's not like a Kalos or something out there for you.
Oh, my. Who would buy that?
But even then, like, I rarely ever eat breakfast. Like, I don't eat breakfast foods. I eat eggs, but I usually eat eggs at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right, right. I am a big believer in breakfast. Big.
I know.
You do know, yes.
Do you actually eat cereal for breakfast, though? I can't tell you the last time I did that. I'll have it at night.
Well, if it's a weekend and I have time to sit there and enjoy it, I feel like I'm too rushed in the morning to, because, you know, that's not a food that you can eat on the road on the way in the car. So
yeah,
if I have the time Saturday and Sunday, I will enjoy a nice bowl of cereal in the mornings for breakfast. That's awesome. All right, you want me to go?
Because yeah.
I think mine is going
yours
to
are going
to
be Cookie Crisp and sugar in a bowl. And let's see.
Okay, now you try. Don't try to disparage what I'm throwing.
Cookie Crisp is delicious.
Okay,
all right. Five is Crunch Berries.
I don't even know what that is.
The Captain Crunch, Crunch Berries.
Oh,
so you have the
okay.
Captain Crunch, but you need the Crunch Berries in there. Captain Crunch without it, still a decent cereal, but the Crunch Berries.
Okay.
Give it that extra.
Crunch Berries. All
yes.
right. Okay.
That's five. Four, I'll go standard. Give me some Apple Jacks at four. Thanks, great.
Man, that feels like old school. I've had Apple Jacks, but not since I was a child.
Number two, Fruit Loops. Same category, same vein, but I'm working my way up to the most delicious cereal ever.
Fruit Loops. Okay.
Yep.
When was the last time that you had each of these cereals, do you think?
Oh.
You have them in your house right now?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, so you have Apple Jacks in your house?
Absolutely.
How many boxes of cereal do you have?
We have a lot. My wife, she'll go to the store and say,
okay.
Oh, my gosh, maybe this is on sale.
Man,
we can just buy them and eat them later. We have a lot of cereal in our house.
Okay.
A lot. For no kids, you would open up our pantry and think that we had a lot of kids running around, and we don't, because we are cereal eaters
this
in our
is
house.
It feels like your list is a pretty classic list.
Yes, it is classic, because
my
at two,
is...
I have Frosted Flakes. It's one of the goats. It's, you know, because you would start out eating Corn Flakes and just dump a whole lot of sugar on it, and then all of a sudden Kellogg said, hey, man, let's already have the sugar on there so you can just skip the step, and it's great. Let's cut out the middle, man.
Okay,
Frosted Flakes is one that I say, all right, you know what?
Would you say that they're great?
They are definitely great. And my number one, and it's hands down, Honeycombs.
Honeycombs is good.
Honeycombs big,
man. That's a quality cereal selection. I'll give you that one.
It's not small.
No. Is that what the song was?
Oh, yeah.
I used to like Pops. Remember Corn Pops?
Sure.
Used to like those.
Nothing wrong with Corn Pops.
Yeah, I mean, I look, my cereal tastes, and it's funny because even as a kid, as a teenager, I really did like Corn Flakes just totally plain. Because I thought the taste of it with the milk tasted good. But,
just
you know, here's another
bark.
Thing. I don't drink milk. I haven't had cow's milk in, I don't even know.
Okay,
I couldn't even tell you the last
almond
time.
Milk, is that where you go?
Man, last time I had milk at all of any kind is probably a couple years.
Okay.
Well, yeah. It would have been the last time that I had cereal, which is 4 years ago.
I think you would disrespect cereal if you put it in almond milk.
But I would use almond milk and, you know, oat milk. I've tried a little bit before as well, but I'm just not a milk consumer.
If you can use all that in smoothies, I'm with you.
Right.
But for cereal, and especially these delicious cereals that I'm talking about, you can't disrespect Honeycomb with
any
other milk but cow's milk. And you know what? Whole milk.
I was going to ask if you're a snob on the percentage.
Yeah. You might as well.
If I'm diving into it, I'm going all in.
Go for that organic whole milk and suckle it.
Just regular whole milk works.
Just regular whole milk.
With all the peptides in there.
My top five cereals of all time for me here on the list. All right. So, look.
Sawdust.
No, there's not a sawdust cereal.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And if there was, they'd be called Grape Nuts. Which I have to say, as an adult, is actually really good. I hated it as a kid because my granddad ate it a lot. But like Fiber One and stuff like that, cereal, man, that's hard to eat. But I will say a couple of these are from when I was a kid.
Okay, good.
So I would say that number five is Trix.
Trix are wonderful.
Because
it's just outside my top five.
I loved Trix as a kid.
Yeah.
That was like one of those treats that
Silly
I would
rabbit.
Get. Yeah, my aunt Sissy always had Trix when we would be at her house. And my grandma, we called her Meemaw. We would have Trix sometimes with her, so that was cool. Number four, not to be confused with Trix, is Kix.
Okay.
K-I-X, which is like little corn puffs, I think, that had a little sweet taste to them. Those are really good. I was a big fan of that.
I've never had Kix. I've seen them. I've never had them.
They're in an orange box to blue lettering. Oh, man, I forgot about this one. This might have been top five as well. It was just Life. Plain Life. Remember the Life? He likes it. He really likes it.
I don't think.
They had Cinnamon Life and they had Regular Life. And both were great, but Regular Life was really, really good.
I think my grandparents may have had Life, and we talked about them. So we shamed them so badly in forgetting Life instead of something that we liked.
But I didn't put that on the list when I was thinking about this.
Okay.
Number three, Honey Bunches of Oats.
Hell yeah.
Which is a fantastic cereal. I used to eat that quite often. But my number two, because as an adult, these would be the ones that I would go for. And I have to give one a tip because, look, number two is Wheaties. It probably should be number one, but the added sugar. It's like,
added sugar in Wheaties?
There's sugar in Wheaties?
Yes, there's like 5 grams. Look at the ingredients.
That's nothing when it comes to cereal.
It's too much.
I need 500.
500? You're like blending up candy bars.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I know what I'm getting when it comes to cereal. I know I'm not in it for the nutritional value. I'm in it to lap it up and watch cartoons and laugh because that's what it's there for.
Trying to see. Yeah, that's what I thought. 5 grams of added sugar, which is too much.
Oh, they are hiding all that sugar.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, they got a little sweet to them. But the number one cereal of all time, I could eat. If I was going to eat cereal today, this would be what I would eat. It's post-shredded wheat.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is simply one ingredient, shredded wheat. And it is fantastic. You can eat it plain. You can eat it with no milk. The flavor of the wheat really comes through. There's no added sugar or anything. It's delicious. That used to be what I ate all the time, but there's a lot of carbs in it. So I cut it out because what's the point? It's just wheat.
And you don't even have the frosted shredded wheat.
Just the plain post-shredded wheat. It's awesome. It is fantastic.
No. Everyone... They have their own
taste.
Look,
you're looking at it right now, and I can see you're already getting hungry.
No, I'm not.
You're like, God, that does look awesome.
Not for this cereal, no.
I want to eat that, too. What? It's you've never tried it.
No, I think I have.
And you loved it.
And it was disgusting.
No, it wasn't.
To my taste buds, yes. Because, again, if I'm eating cereal, I want all of it. Just like
which makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
That's why I even hesitate when I try not to drink as much soda as I want. Like, people can drink that soda. You do what you have to do. But if I know I'm indulging in this, I want it all.
No,
nutritional value thing about it because I know what I'm getting into when I down it.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't go to it too often. I feel like it's a treat. Why would I have a bowl of shredded wheat when I feel it's not a treat?
Were you ever a Cinnamon Toast Crunch guy?
Yeah, those are good. Didn't have it a lot.
My brother eats that quite a bit. Like he, that's his like.
That would be my top ranked CT Crunch. Quite delicious.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is pretty solid. I just never.
That may be on the top of maybe a lot of.
There's a lot of
lists.
Look. When I was a kid, like I said, the list would be way different because Cinnamon Toast Crunch would be in my top five as a child.
Yeah, Cocoa Puffs got to be in there somewhere.
I couldn't do anything chocolatey. All those chocolate cereals have always in my whole life been disgusting.
And for all of the sugar and bad things I'm talking about, I never really dug the Cookie Crisp. I thought that was really
weird. Well, it was fake. It didn't even taste like cookies. Like, it just tastes like fake chemical wafers.
Yeah, delicious.
I like Corn Pops a lot. Corn Pops would have been as a child up there. Honeycomb was really, really good as a child. What was the one with the frog, the smacking guy?
Sugar Smacks.
Sugar Smacks was good as a child.
Where do Apple Jacks fit in on this?
That may be Donnie's list. Apple Jacks are pretty strong. Frosted Cheerio, pretty good.
As solid as it gets.
Oreos.
Oreos are good.
Oh, God.
Count Chocula.
If I had to eat that. You know, it's weird. I probably should have put Cheerios on my list. Cheerios is fantastic.
Regular
Cheerios, you know, Wheaties, and shredded wheat.
I feel bad for kids when they would just give them dried Cheerios.
Oh, yeah.
Why? They're delicious.
No, it's not a good...
And you gum them to where it breaks down in your mouth, so it's safe.
Well, Reese's Puffs, delicious.
Want it all. Give me everything that's involved.